Hello, I'm Simon Durling, investment specialist at Santander Asset Management. And on behalf of the team, I would like to welcome you all to our market update. We're providing this update today for a number of reasons. Undoubtedly, given the current volatility and the events that are happening around the world that's affecting global markets, we feel it's important to provide our customers with an investment insight and take an opportunity to share how our investment specialists are managing the investment portfolios and solutions on behalf of our clients. With this in mind, joining me today on the call, I have John Mullings, Portfolio Manager in our multi-asset team at Santander Asset Management UK. Welcome, John.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So firstly, John, to start the update, it would be really good to understand briefly what's been happening in markets over recent weeks. What exactly has actually caused the stock markets to fall?
Yeah, so I think there's two key factors that have caused the market to fall so aggressively and volatility to rise so high. So we had the original outbreak of the coronavirus in China that came to at least our attention in kind of late January. And then you had investors, broadly speaking, believe that A, the virus was likely to be contained to Asia, and B, that the impact of shutting down China for a month or 2 months wouldn't have that much of a disruptive impact on global supply chains, the global economy. Over the last 3 or 4 weeks, those assumptions have proven to be broadly incorrect. So the assumption that the virus would stay contained to Asia is obviously not the case. We've had significant outbreaks in Europe now, in Italy, Spain, France, Germany, and we're likely to see that continue to the UK and the US. And also that the impact of shutting down large parts of the global economy is obviously significant to company earnings and to macroeconomic data. Market starting to come to terms with that. We had even just last week the World Health Organization declare the coronavirus to be a global pandemic. That was obviously quite late. We're now approaching 200,000 cases, and we have mass lockdowns of the kind that we originally saw in China, but now right across Europe with upwards of 200 million people on lockdown, and we expect those lockdowns to spread to the UK and the US over the coming weeks. An additional factor that's kind of heightened volatility in the markets is the surprise decision by Saudi Arabia and Russia to increase oil production. That has a geopolitical flavor to it. It's linked, but not so strongly to what's going on with the coronavirus. But that effectively ends a tacit geopolitical alliance between the Saudis and the Russians to maintain a cap on supply and elevated prices. Now that we have those big oil powers increasing supply, demand has obviously fallen because of the economic shutdowns that we've seen. So that's going to put a lot of pressure on the oil industry and US shale in particular.
Thanks, John. It's really good to get a brief understanding of what's actually happening. Obviously, managing clients' investment portfolios, what are the kind of steps that you and the rest of the team have been trying to do over recent weeks to navigate this?
Yeah, so we actually reduced risk in February, early February, as we felt that the market was being far too complacent around the damage that would be done to supply chains from shutting China down for a year. So we had come into this period with reduced risk. We reduced risk further in early March as we began to see the kind of containment measures that we saw in China start to spread to Europe. So we'd reduced risk further there. That was in very early March. So we've weathered the storm pretty well. Portfolio performance reflects that in the recent past. We made some changes to the country allocation as well. But broadly speaking, having been defensively positioned coming into this, and not a huge amount of need to react in the short term.
Fantastic, John. I appreciate obviously giving us an insight into what you and the rest of the team have been doing. Obviously, this is a rapidly changing situation, and there's a lot of information going on, a lot of stuff, new news coming out all the time. What are the kind of things that you're looking at, thinking about moving forward over the next few weeks, and how would that potentially influence what you and the team do to manage these portfolios over the next few weeks?
So right now, we're not doing anything. As I said, we've got the luxury of having been underweight risk coming into this, so we're not forced to try and change positioning in a very volatile market with equities moving up or down 10% in a given day. Looking forward, what we need to do now is balance the economic impact of the containment measures, their impact on companies' ability to generate revenue, what that means for default cycles and so on, the impact on unemployment as we start to see layoffs. We need to balance that with the fiscal and monetary response, both what's already been announced and implemented, and also what we expect in the future. And the timing around this is quite difficult. So for now, I think it's about really looking forward, trying to gauge what that policy response is going to be, accepting that we're not experts in pathology. So we don't really have a view on the spread of the disease outside of what medical experts are already forecasting. We're instead focusing on our efforts on trying to measure the potential economic impact of the containment measures and balance that versus what we think the policy response is going to be, and then trying to measure what the transmission mechanism onto capital markets, equity, credit, and currencies and so on is going to be from that. In the medium term, we're going to see a strong economic rebound, but timing that's incredibly difficult. It could be Q2, it could be as late as Q3, and we don't know the scale of the economic damage that's going to be done in the meantime. So whilst market volatility will create value and opportunities in certain sectors or regions that like, we need to be cognizant that things can get a lot worse from here, and the timing around re-entering the market is important. Right now, we're focused on managing portfolio volatility, ensuring that the portfolios remain diversified, and as we move forward, we'll try and seek out opportunities to make sure that we can pick up, as I said, sectors and regions that we have a long-term positive view.
That's really good, John. It's good to get an insight to some of the thoughts that you and the team are thinking about in managing their investment portfolios. Thanks for the update, John. I'm sure our customers value getting an insight from you and your team on how you're trying to navigate market turmoil and all of the uncertainty that we currently face. As always, we would encourage our customers who are already invested with us, or perhaps are even contemplating investing but are unsure what to do, please get in contact with one of our representatives, or alternatively, visit our website at santanderassetmanagement.co.uk for more information. And there are articles and pieces on there on the latest insights into the investment markets. We hope you found this session useful, and we look forward to hearing from you very soon. Thank you and goodbye.